Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is a worldwide transmission. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of November 2011. And we got some grave news yesterday. It's now up at drudgereport.com, and Paul Watson has got a big breaking report coming out at Infowars.com in the next few minutes. Gerald Celente's gold account was emptied out, over $100,000. He's just saying over six figures. He doesn't want to say how much over $100,000 it was. And Watson's article just went live seconds ago. MF Global looted customers' accounts via internal bank run. This was getting almost no attention in the last few days. They were just talking about its bankruptcy because it has the former New Jersey governor Corzine running it. It's tied all into the globalist. It's a front group for Goldman Sachs. That's admitted here in all the articles. But it isn't just Gerald Celente's gold account that was his private segregated account. No, they looted their customers' regular cash accounts. And the neocons are spinning it. That's free market to lose your money. No, it's not. Not when you have a bank account and they declare bankruptcy and then take $900 million of it and give it to J.P. Morgan. And all of you neocons, because I heard neocon this morning on the radio defending it, all of you guys pushing this and defending it and calling $27 trillion in banker bailout to foreign banks free market, they're going to take your bank accounts and your pensions, too. And whatever you've got left, they're going to devalue it through hyperinflation. I'm seeing Democrats defend this as well. It is truly disgusting. And I've got a Twitter here that Drudge is linked to. We have the man himself joining us, Gerald Celente, coming up 20 minutes from now. This is from Gerald Celente's Twitter, Gerald Celente, twitter.com/Gerald Celente. And I'm gonna retweet this at Real Alex Jones. That we should tweet it right now that Celente's coming on. Bankrupt MF Global fires entire 1,066 workforce. And he goes on to say, by the way, I got hammered by MF Global too. Too bad Corzine didn't die in his car accident. And by the way, Celente was on with us on the nightly news last night. And that restreamed after it first aired over and over again. Every once in a while, the upload of the MP4 archive fails. So it isn't on our YouTube channel yet, or you better believe it'd be on Drudge right now. But he's linked to the RT piece, which is great. It's just that he went into more detail in our interview last night, and we're going to re-air part of that coming up the next segment. Then Gerald Celente will join us live. But why is this such a big deal? Why is this so huge? Because it turns out the SEC and the CFTC knew about this 3 weeks ago. I have all the mainstream Reuters, Forbes, all right here. They all knew about it, and no one was warned, and this was basically allowed to be done. Now that people are screaming bloody murder, by the way, this didn't start breaking about the missing accounts until yesterday, when Celente went on RT in the morning. Then that forced the business channels and Bloomberg and others to start covering it. This is a big deal because it shows that, well, they're admitting it. It shows the start of a new 2008-style crisis. And this is a new type of bank run. This is an internal bank run by these big hedge funds and people that are now in banking. That's what getting rid of Glass-Steagall did. And MF Global gobbled up. Celente's been doing this for close to 40 years. What he said, since 1972. So they gobbled up the gold trading company where he actually was getting physical delivery and then took the money out of his account and then contacted him saying, oh, there's no money in your account, put more in, obviously with the intent of grabbing that up. And so this signifies the accelerating collapse. I mean, I cannot describe to you how big this is. We're going to break it down on the other side. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks listening all across the world on XM Radio, Global Shortwave, and over the internet at InfoWars.com, to all of our AM and FM listeners here in the United States and Canada, we have two affiliates on AM and FM in Canada, to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in today. We have broken down the fact that there is a global concerted effort by the six big mega banks to implode the global economy by design, with the six big mega banks that have bought off the major legislatures, the Congress, and the parliaments of Europe, to then publicly pose as the saviors during each leg of the engineered implosion. And then always the answer to the last crisis is more power to the globalist, more global government, more tyranny, more taxes, more trillions paid to the offshore banks who engineered the whole thing. European technocratic dictatorship now announced on every news channel, and they're telling yuppies, technocracy and tyranny will keep your stock market up. We are now being fully bathed in evil. They have now come out and said, oh, it's soft corruption. It's no big deal that the Congress, the leadership of the Congress, insider trades, knowing how bills are going to be voted on, knowing what funding, what companies are going to get, and actually
passing government funding and pork barrel directly to companies, in some cases, their wives, husbands, fathers, mothers, children own. And they just have Nancy Pelosi come out and say, yeah, my wealth doubled in 4 years, gone up 60%+ in two. Yours has gone down 20%+. I'm allowed to insider trade. And 60 Minutes announces it and calls it soft corruption when it's the most hardcore type there is. This is the essence of corporate globalist fascism, crony capitalism at the barrel of a gun. Homeland Security is the prison planet takeover of America. It is the system of making Americans prisoners and even giving us prisoner induction training with checkpoints and TSA now on the highways. We have Denver Post and others promoting how great it is that citizens are being taught to not even trust their best friends and family. We have a report out on that today. No one can be trusted but government. Giant telescreens going up all over the place saying, trust no one but government. Terrorists are everywhere. The only people who aren't terrorists are Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the New World Order. They're here to help you. Everybody else is bad. Al-Qaeda wants to get you. But never mind the fact that the bankers put them in over Libya and are trying to put them in Syria. I mean, this is it. And then the other shoe dropped, a major sign in the acceleration. I have never, since the Great Depression, seen banks run off with people's secured accounts. People segregated bank accounts, gold accounts, you name it. And since I learned about this yesterday, I'm now discovering other companies are doing this right now. And I know why the system in the last 2 weeks didn't make a big deal out of this and kept it very quiet until Salente was finally the straw that broke the camel's back yesterday morning on RT. Because when people figure out that they're not just going to devalue your currency, they may just not even let you have your money. They may just snatch your safety deposit boxes, and I'm seeing more and more of that by the feds, but now they're just talking about taking it all. And you can type into the search engine, more municipalities seizing safety deposit boxes. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness going on. Why not? They already took the veterans' death benefits 12 years ago, made deals with the insurance companies to take them when the people try to collect them. They can keep that quiet. So Gerald Celente is coming up. Imagine he has over $100,000. He won't say how much more, but he says it's six figures of his money in his account at MF Global. MF Global had bought the commodity company that he was with, that he had an account with, and they just took it out of the segregated account. And I've got all the reports here where they just in plain view admit it. Commissioner views MF Global darkly. This just came out yesterday, and it turns out for upwards of 3 weeks, they knew. Now, guess who the commissioner is? Guess who the head is? Listen to this. This is out of Reuters. CFTC head didn't want to distract from MF probe. This is November 7th. This is more than a week ago. And you know why? Buried in the article, it says the head of the CFTC, the Commodities Federal Commission, it turns out that he has close ties with MF Global's former chief executive, John Corzine, and Goldman Sachs. They're all in business together. That's why they're doing this. Let's go to the Gerald Celente interview from last night, and he's coming up live on the other side of this break, Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, I mean, this is off the charts insane. Did I get it right? Correct anything if I was wrong.
Yes, you got it essentially right. And I've been saying this a long time. You know that they're going to impose some level of economic martial law. And I thought, of course, it would be in the banks, that they're going to call a bank holiday of some sort and devalue the dollar. But what I did is I had an account, and I've been trading gold, by the way, Alex, since 1978. I've never had a problem. What I do is like airlines and grain companies, you buy futures. And I buy gold futures. Some people speculate with them. I buy futures with the intention of taking delivery. So I had enough money in my account And I had contracts that were coming due in December, which is next month. Last Monday, I get a telephone call. Again, the company I used to deal with was called Lind Waldock. Bypassed me. I never realized that they got bought out by MF Global. Didn't make any difference. Been dealing with them for years. I've been around commodities a long time. Nothing of this type of ever happened. So I get a call. I have a margin call. That means I don't have enough money in my account to support my gold positions. I said to the guy, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm taking delivery at the end of the month. I got a ton of money in my account. Oh, no, you don't, Mr. Salenti. The money has been taken out of your account. I said, who agreed to take the money? What are you talking about? He said, well, Lind Waldock is owned by MF Global. And they decided, the CME group and another party, that they're going to take the money and put it with a trustee. I said, oh, yeah, you mean the Maya Lansky group and the Al Capone group decided to take all of my money out of my account and then ask me for a margin call to put in more money into a sinking ship? I said, what are you, out of your mind? I'm sorry, Mr. Salenti, that's all we know. If you don't come up with more money, we're going to close your accounts, your positions. So now, Alex, they have my money, they close my positions, and I can't get any of it. Now, let's put this into perspective. The guy that was running this operation, John Corzine. Hey, where did John Corzine come from? Well, he's originally a Goldman Sachs guy. You know, one of those fine people out there. And then he became governor, senator of New Jersey. That wasn't good enough for him. Gave it to New Jersey really good. I'm going to become governor. So he becomes governor and senator of New Jersey. Runs that place into the ground. And by the way, Corzine, if you're listening, you know that car accident you got into a while ago and you almost died? You SOB, you should have died because you ruined a lot of people's lives. Stealing their money. You know what he was doing, Alex? Because he's connected with the boys. You know, they give him preferential treatment, trading rights. Oh, the guy that runs the Commodities Future Trading Commission? Gary Gensler. Gary Gensler. Hey, he gave Corzine, I think, $10,000 for his campaign. It's a contribution, capisce? Yeah, it's a bribe and a payoff. Gary Gensler runs the Commodities Future Trading Commission for the United States of America. And they let these guys get away with all these dirty deals as they're pulling them off and bringing everybody down. So now Corzine, he's going to play, according to reports that I read, you go to Las Vegas over there, Alex, and you go put a dollar down on the table. And you say to the guy dealing the cards, that's not a dollar, that's $40. That's right, that's what the house said I could bet. Every dollar down, I can make a $40 bet. That's what he was doing. So now what happens is, brilliant Corzine's betting on European bonds. You know what's going on in Europe. The bond market's going berserk. Italy's on the verge of going Greek, with the bonds hitting over 7%. You look at what's going on. He bet on Portuguese, Irish, all the losing bonds, Spain. So now the bet in total, as I read it, it's about $40 billion that this guy's controlling. The shortfall that they can't find is $600 million. The CME group that runs the commodities game, they've come up and they said, we'll cover $300 million. So now we're talking about a $300 million shortfall out of a $40 billion pie. And they steal everybody's money out of their account. You tell me what's going on. Because my suspicion is They don't have the gold and silver to deliver.
That's it. Well, that's what Max Keiser and you and many others predicted, was that they were going to end up being short. But my God, the boldness of this.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You just heard 6 minutes from our lengthy 35-minute in-depth interview last night on InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv with Gerald Celente. Now we've learned more in just the last 14 hours or so since last night. Reuters is now reporting that the federal government regulator involved in overseeing this as long ago as a few weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, knew about all this and basically kept it quiet. But they went on to say, don't worry, though, even though he's, quote, involved with John Corzine and involved with Goldman Sachs, who basically is using this as a front company, it's okay. His underlings can still carry out a good investigation. CFTC head didn't want to distract from MF probe. The top U.S. futures regulator said he was not participating in the investigation of MF Global Holdings, the brokerage that filed for bankruptcy, so he would not become a distraction. And it goes on to say that Gensler has had close ties with MF Global's former chief executive, John Corzine, the former governor of New Jersey. Both men worked at Goldman Sachs Group. And then it goes on to say that of the $900 million, it was $600 million last night, $900 million of customers' money out of cash accounts, not just gold accounts and other accounts, they say regular accounts, that was just taken, segregated accounts. I mean, they're making no bones about it. This is unprecedented to actually grab customer accounts. Now what they're doing is they're admitting, and we're going to go to Gerald Celente on this, joining us via video Skype from New York at the Trends Research Center headquarters. I mean, I'm almost speechless right now. This is so incredible. They are now announcing that most of the money, 500 plus million of the 900 million, was given to J.P. Morgan, and there's now an investigation of how they claim those bank accounts were theirs. And those brokerage accounts were theirs. Gerald Celente, I know you learned about this last week, but they didn't even explain what was happening. It came into focus just in the last 48 hours. Now we're learning more by the minute. What is the latest on your six-plus figures that's disappeared into a black hole?
I just got off the phone with the broker, the account that they've taken it over to, the new brokerage firm. Zero. They know nothing. And, of course, you know, a lot of people from MF Global have got, you know, MF'd by Corzine. They lost their jobs. So a few guys that were brought over are now with the new firm. And they can't tell me one thing. This is criminality, clear and simple. And, you know, here's the rub, Alex. You get caught driving, you're like a fraction over that limit for alcohol. Boy, the goons put the handcuffs on you. Look how they rough up the kids in these Occupy Wall Street and Oakland scenes. But boy, oh boy, nobody touches the white shoe boys. And I want to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it. I am sick and tired of all these derogatory Italian shows that Sumner Redstone on Viacom puts out there, like The Sopranos and Jersey Shore and all these other ones debasing my ethnicity. Why don't they go after the people on Wall Street? Why are they hands off with them? Why do the biggest criminals walking the face of the earth that have robbed people's homes, foreclosed on them illegally, have taken segregated funds and put them in their pockets? How come there's nothing about this? Why are the white shoe boys so sacrosanct that no one could talk about them? Only the Italians. If the Italians were doing this, Sumner Redstone would be having a ball putting it on HBO. Why isn't Corzine in jail until we could straighten this out? Why do all of these groups, you look it up, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Citigroup is fined $285 million for doing dirty deals. Who was the CEO at the time? Charles Prince. A prince of a man. Oh, no, he's not indicted. He's not brought into custody. He's not questioned. Only we get the screws when we just jaywalk.
Gerald Celente, stay there. Let's come back and get back into this and talk about this above the law situation, because they got their operatives in every power position regulatorily and in law enforcement. And I mean, we're in deep trouble. They're going to steal everything. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
By the way,
if you, leave me,
if you go to InfoWars.com, you can find our articles. Gerald Celente's gold account has been emptied by MF Global. That's the RT video and our interview with him last night. It did actually get up. I got posted a little bit quicker than I thought it would, so it's now up there and available if you want to see that in-depth interview. But we do have Gerald Celente joining us live here. And then, of course, we have our new top story by Paul Joseph Watson that accurately breaks down exactly what's happening here. And that's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we need to get this out to everybody on Twitter, everybody on Facebook. The system for 3 weeks has known about this. And now it's all in Reuters, Forbes, you name it. But they just calmly report on it. Yeah, they took people's money that was segregated in theirs. Yeah, they don't know if they're going to give it back. Yeah, J.P. Morgan got 590 million of it. Yeah, that's just the way it is. And they called Celente up a week and a half ago. Yeah, Mr. Celente, we need more money. Your account's empty for trading gold. He's like, but I've got an account. I'm taking delivery at the end of the month. It's my money. They go, I'm sorry, that's gone. again, they don't call it apologizing. They know how to just throw it in your face. And they bought the company that he'd been trading with since the 70s. First time this has ever happened. This is important. It's not like he's some little old lady that didn't know what she was doing and this happened. This is going after people's personal accounts. This is raiding them. And here it is. MF Global looted customers' accounts via internal bank run. That's what this is. And now I'm reading over Reuters and others. It turns out it's other people's separate cash accounts. People that had cash accounts with them, even had credit cards attached to it or debit cards. Gone. $900 million. And it turns out the CFTC knew about this 3 weeks ago and let them. Let me just read you these headlines. We're going back to Gerald. Here's Reuters. CFTC, that's the federal agency, commissioner views MF Global darkly. This is yesterday saying it looks like fraud, looks criminal. You know, the money is not where it should be. Something nefarious has happened. Potentially something illegal. Oh, really? You're just now saying that as you get scared. Continuing. Analysis. SEC targets low-level bankers, spares top execs. Reuters. Of course, they go after people who've done nothing. But if you steal the whole farm, it's fine because these mega companies put their people in as all the regulators. Purgatory for MF Global customers. Wall Street Journal. At least 33,000 account holders can't get their cash. My entire business has come to a halt. That's a quote. Wall Street Journal. They're grabbing cash, gold, everything. MF Global clients accuse JP Morgan of overreach and bankruptcy. And it goes on. 500 plus million of the 900 million JP Morgan got. Oh, those accounts, we'll take those. Those are ours. CFTC head didn't want to distract from MF Global probe because it turns out Gensler is, quote, heavily connected to John Corzine and Goldman Sachs, where they both came from. It's always Goldman Sachs. Continuing. Launches investigation. Now the CFTC launches an investigation into bankrupt MF deal after the money's already been gotten out. Koch Brothers and MF Global, friends to the end. Here's another one. MF Global judge sets hearing on cash transfers. This is just out this morning. A federal bankruptcy judge scheduled a Thursday hearing on the request of the trustee overseeing the bankruptcy of MF Global Holdings, LTD's broker-dealer unit, and returned $520 million of cash to customers. So they're now meeting about the 520 of the 590. It's different articles that J.P. Morgan's got. And the hearing's set for later this afternoon. We'll go over all of this. Here's another one. San Francisco Chronicle. CME knew of MF Global fund shortfall before CFTC regulators. They knew. Now, this is break down why this happened and what this signifies. For me, you were getting into the heart of this. They arrest people for lemonade stands. Don't let people have organic cookouts. They come and grab stuff. They're arresting Amish people in year and a half. I keep saying a year. I've been corrected. A year and a half long $1 million secret sting when he was just publicly selling it to his neighbors. And the undercover cops begged him for months to sell him the whole milk. By the way, I got raw milk in my refrigerator out there. I'm going to drink some later. You're not going to stop me with my one world way. I'm gonna drink it and I'm going to enjoy it. Okay? I'm going to get that natural growth hormone. I need to get up off my butt and exercise. But, Gerald, going back to you, I'm ranting here. And I imagine
you're not ranting. You're putting a lot of pieces together that are very important, especially the line from Gary Gensler, the Commodities Future Trading Commission head. He doesn't want to interfere. He's been shoveling money into Corzine's campaign fund. When the loser used to run New Jersey, Corzine, the former senator and governor. It's the Goldman Sachs gang. It's the Merrill Lynch mob. It's the Citigroup criminals. And I want to make this clear, Alex. I'm reading some of these comments. Oh, how stupid Salenti is. You know, he talks about having physical gold, and here he gets stung buying paper gold. No, idiots. It goes like this. I had a contract. The contract was an agreement that I would pick my gold up in December. They took my money out of my savings, out of my account with Lynn Waldock, and won't give me the money to buy the gold. That's like you going to any gold dealer, and I go to other gold dealers for the record. I buy coins and I buy bullion. It's like calling up one of the ones like Kitco that's everywhere and sending them money for your gold and they don't send it to you. It's as simple as that. So no, I'm not an imbecile. No, I wasn't buying paper gold. I had bought an agreement to deliver the gold in December. Now hear this. You have money with Charles Schwab. You got your money in Wells Fargo. You got it with the Citigroup criminals. You trade with Fidelity or Raymond James. You have your money anywhere, they'll do the same thing to you. No, I'm not a dupe. No, I'm not a jerk. I've been robbed by the Corzine criminal group. Do you remember, Alex, when that guy, Strauss-Kahn, you know, the head of the IMF guy,
yes,
the International Mafia Federation, when he was arrested in New York for allegedly forcing the maid to have oral sex with him? Do you remember the perp walk that those brave New York City cops who are out there beating up little kids and grabbing them out of Occupy Wall Street? Do you remember when all those detectives were arresting Khan? Where's the perp walk for Corzine? How come he doesn't get one? He screwed a lot more people than Dominique Strauss-Kahn could ever have a wet dream about.
Gerald, and I understand you're angry. You won't say, but it's well over six figures, well over $100,000. And, you know, I did see in the Infowars.com story posted on Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, that there were people in there snickering and laughing. Those are trolls that live in their mother's basement who don't understand commodities, who don't understand what's happening. I want to point something out, so just ignore them. It just gives them attention. It's what they love. Here's what's happening. People don't want to admit how late in the game it is. They don't want to admit they're setting up a banking dictatorship, in Time Magazine's own words, in Europe, out of the crisis. The very same Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Wells Fargo, same group, six big megabanks. They set all this up. They're doing it again. And they've already been stealing our money by devaluing it. They're already jacking up our taxes to pay more and more to them in banker bailouts. They're already doing this, and you are taking physical delivery of gold you have paid for, and they literally grab your account. Even Reuters, Bloomberg, and Forbes, they admit. Even the federal agency, the CFTC, says this is illegal. And they grab people's personal accounts. This is never done in bankruptcy.
Again, how come Corzine isn't in jail? What makes him better than everybody else? How come they're not doing a perp walk with him? And that's what my anger is about, besides stealing my money. As I said, look at all the lives that this guy's ruined. I had friends that all lost their jobs. But the people that you were reading about have lost their businesses. And you're talking about what's going on in Europe. Let's get this straight. It's fascism. The top of the corporate line, the bankers, have taken over. Super Mario, they call the guy in Italy. Super Mario Monti, three-card Monti. He's running the show now. Where is he from? He was the European head of the Trilateral Commission. That's right. Go to Wikipedia. It's right there. Oh, he's an international advisor to, oh, this is going to shock you, Alex, Goldman Sachs.
Oh.
Look at the guy that they put in over there in Greece. The same thing.
Goldman Sachs.
He's a former vice president.
Argentina, Costa Rica, New Zealand, Australia, England, Germany, France. Every country's run by Goldman Sachs. Every major company, anywhere.
Goldman Sachs. That's what we're all under the thumb of. Hey, Murray Rothstein, over there at what's your name? Redstone, that's it. Sumner Redstone, let's do a deal on the Wall Street mob. I'm sick and tired of you going after Italians. And if you have a problem with it, Murray, come over and visit me. We could talk about it man to man.
Gerald, again, we need you. I've never seen you this angry. You're gonna get your money back. So just,
I don't know if I'm getting my money back. I just talked to my broker over there, and they don't know if I'm getting my money back. And they've been holding it for 2 weeks. I want to see a perp walk for Corazon.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see.
Exactly. But let me just stop you right there, because this goes to the heart of the matter. This is what I'm asking you right now. This is the key. This is the key I'm asking you. Yes, Goldman Sachs and the other five big banks and a few subsidiaries, they literally can get away with anything now. They've got both parties' leadership. They've got all the regulators. That's admitted right here in the news. They 12 years ago, took all the veterans' death benefits. And as they die, they let the widow know, sorry, we're not paying you. Government says we can steal. You know, you might have put in hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years when your husband was in the military 25 years. You don't get it. Okay? So my issue is, won't this totally destroy confidence? Because they're certainly trying to keep the lid on this right now. It's not getting the attention it should, but it's starting to come out. Won't this totally destroy confidence when we learn that it doesn't matter if it's stocks, bonds, portfolios, physical gold, bank accounts, safety deposit boxes, they will take it. They will take it all. And they're now admitting this signals an even bigger collapse than 2008. We can see it all happening. How much do they think they can get away with? How much do they think the cops will carry out for them when the cops' families are going to lose everything, when the cops are going to lose their pension funds? It's already happening. I mean, how do they think they're going to get away with this? Or are they just so greedy they don't care? They're basically like cancer destroying the body that it lives in. I mean, that's my question. Couldn't this trigger? Because a lot of people I know, and I was already doing this. I'd already been warning about this lately because I feel it in my gut. You've been warning about it. I know a lot of people now who are already getting everything out of the banks and out of the stock market and out of everything. What are these parasites going to do when people all start pulling their money out of the system? I mean, that doesn't send confidence when the inside banksters and the big commodity houses buy up companies that you're working with and steal your money and then just say, you know, that's the way it is. You just need to go ahead and accept it. Won't that force people to pull their money out of the system when they learn the insiders are already engaged in internal bank runs?
Of course, and that's what they're doing. So what do the fascists do? They come up with a new line. I got it. We'll call it austerity measures. And what they'll do is they'll send a false flag out there, blame it on somebody else, and say that because of these difficult times, we have to impose austerity measures. We're already living under them. Hey, you look, remember when real estate prices were going up? They'd raise your real estate taxes because real estate prices were going up. Now real estate prices are down in the tubes. You know, land has gone down, what, some 70%. And what do? They raise your taxes on real estate. They raise your school taxes. They raise every tax across the board. So, yes, do they have a conscience? Do they understand? They're money junkies, just like a heroin addict. They have no bounds or boundaries. They need more. They need more. And they will do anything to get it. And they're doing it. They're starting wars. Look what they've done in Libya. Look what's going on around the world. They are going, they take that, I've said this from the beginning, when they first bailed out on the Goldman Sachs guy over there, Frankenstein Paulson. Remember him, our U.S. Treasury Secretary? The guy was the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. Remember the TARP one? Yeah, TARP, all right. They took our money, gave it to Goldman Sachs, and making a bad bet with AIG.
And I have the clip, Gerald. I have some breaking news here. I want to get your take on. That's in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic that you're in. He actually says to him in there, Congressman Stern from Florida says, how did you give yourself 200 and something million of the bailout money? And he said, I got a waiver. He goes, who gave you the waiver? I did. I mean, literally, Paulson said, I gave myself a waiver to give myself the citizens' money. Now, let's stop right there. This is breaking, yeah. Gerald. This just came out 10 minutes ago. Jaron just found it. Scanning. MF Global Brokerage Trustee to return some customer money. But guess why they say it's happening? They say it's already screwing up the stock market and the commodities. No one globally now, within 24 hours that this broke, I think because you finally pushed it out there, now they are announcing that it's affecting global trading in futures all over the world by shaking public confidence. That's a quote. So what we were just talking about is now happening, and they're panicking, and they're saying, okay, we'll give you your money back. We tried to take it, but don't keep everybody from pulling their money out.
Alex, the global system is collapsing. The fascist bankers that they just brought in to solve the problems, and the prostitutes calling them technocrats, as if technocrat. You know what a technocrat is? That's a bureaucrat that knows how to use a computer to cook the books. These are the brilliant economists, yeah. They're not going to save the day. You look at where bond yields are going in Europe. They're going through the roof. There's no saving it. The system is in collapse. And as I said yesterday, why do you think we heard all those stories about people taking their money and putting it under the mattress? Because they'll rob it from you. And let's stop this proper language of calling them bankers. They're loan sharks. That's all they are. And that's what this is. And the loan sharks will do anything to take your money so they don't take any losses.
Gerald, stay there. Do just a couple more segments with us. I know if you've got to go, we'll understand. Let me talk to you during the break. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll give you his website and more on the other side.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Okay, folks, here is the deal. Gerald Celente has graciously agreed to be with us 20 minutes of the next hour. We're going to take a few phone calls with him in that last segment. Quick comments or questions for Gerald Celente, 800-259-9231. I need to put a plug in here. We are offering until Christmas all 18 of my films on DVD for $99.95. That's a $260 discount, and it's just an amazing deal. You can shop for 17 people because a couple of the DVDs have, you know, multiple DVDs in the pack. But you can shop for 15, 16, 17 people at one fell swoop and support our broadcast and get the word out. Infowars.com. You can watch the films yourself, make copies of them, give them people for stocking stuffers. I just want to get the information out. It comes with bumper sticker, citizen rule book, and of course, the music of Terror Storm and Endgame with a bunch of my rants on the CD. It's just an amazing deal. $99.95, Infowars.com. Don't forget, until the end of the month, we're running a 15-day free trial for PrisonPlanet.tv, and today we're launching two new specials. We have 44% off The Patriot, where you can now get an entire year instead of $71.40 for $39.95. That's called The Patriot at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, the higher quality podcast, my weeknight TV show, the daily radio show, all of it. That's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We only offer this in the month of November and December every year. It's The Patriot, $39.95 instead of $71.40. Or get The Info Warrior, 70% off. Normally $430, now $129, a year membership, and all 18 of my films that are on DVD for $129.95. That's what also funds this truly alternative media system. We're not like J.P. Morgan that just goes into MF Global and, you know, takes your bank account. You actually support us if you believe in us. Speaking of Gerald Celente, Gerald, I hope the Trench Journal can continue after they've robbed you. Incredible information. How do folks subscribe over at the Trench Journal?
TrendsJournal.com. That's the easiest way to go. TrendsJournal.com. And actually, you know, I urge everyone out there to get your CDs, because when you see what you said long before anyone else did, particularly in the Obama deception, which I'm so familiar with, everybody will think twice when they vote this coming November, because we really don't have a choice. It's, you know, they talk about this guy, you know, this guy Romney. You know, Mittens Romney over there, the tough guy who wants to go to war all the time, that was hiding in France during the Vietnam War, you know, trying to peddle Mormonism to the almost all Catholic, wine-drinking, cigarette-smoking, coffee-drinking, Brigitte Bardot-loving French, that Mittens. He's now, you know, this guy is the kind of guy that's a Corzine character. You know, he talks about creating jobs. He's just one of these hedge fund guys with Bain Capital. They don't create jobs. They destroy them. They buy up companies, pull out the money they can, get multi-millions from it, become, you know, half a billionaires, and then everybody loses their job as they walk away. So when you look at the Obama deception, when you look at your other pieces of work, you better unite for a cause that has morality. And that's what you're doing, Alex. You're telling the truth out there and uncovering these criminal activities like no one else is doing in the media. So everyone out there, that if you want to live free before you die, you better come up with a little bit of cash. Do something positive for Christmas.
Gerald, you're awesome. We're back in 1 minute. I want to get into how the global meltdown is going to take place, phone calls, and more with Gerald Celente.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.